From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. National Guard and Military Reserve units are gearing up across the country, part of the planned military response to the terrorist attacks. In parts of North Dakota and Minnesota, the mobilization is already straining the local economy. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Gunderson reports.
When the North Dakota Air National Guard was recently activated, many employers began scrambling to find replacement workers. Among those feeling the pinch is the Fargo Police Department, which has about 100 law enforcement officers to provide protection for 130,000 residents.
32, 231. 31, go ahead.
At Fargo Police Headquarters, it's mostly business as usual, but some officers may find themselves working a few more shifts, taking on some extra duties, and perhaps delaying a vacation. 9 officers have been called to military duty, about 10% of the police force. Sergeant Wayne Jorgensen says the change will cause minimal disruption as long as they're not gone too long.
If it drags on and we lose more people, if it got to be critical, then we may have to look at modifying how we provide services to the public.
The Fargo Police Department could lose another half dozen officers if additional National Guard and military reserve units are put on active duty. The military activation is also affecting dozens of small businesses and farmers in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. Military officials here won't say how many people are activated, but about 700 members of the Fargo unit have civilian jobs. Security is tight at the 119th Fighter Wing base. Barricades and military police block the entrance. Public Information Officer Dave Somdahl walks to a nearby parking lot through a steady rain to talk in a reporter's car. Somdahl says the Guard members have no idea how long they'll be away from jobs and families.
It's easier to plan for, it's easier to prepare for if you have a definite end date, but we don't. And that is causing some uncertainty, some anxiety, some stress, and certainly a lot of questions that none of us have the answer to.
Somdahl says the Guard is working with its members to ease the transition from civilian to military life. Many are taking a pay cut or leaving a small business in the hands of employees. Some farmers are leaving crops in the fields.
You can't raise sugar beets, for instance, when you're out here on duty. And sugar beets are a major cash crop in the Red River Valley of the North.
The Red River Valley of western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota is the nation's largest sugar beet producing area. The industry has an estimated $2 billion annual economic impact on the region. In early October, farmers dig the beets and haul them to processing plants 24 hours a day in a race to bring the crop in before winter weather arrives. In past years, many Guard members have taken time off to help in the harvest, and farmers often hire staff from the nearby Grand Forks Air Force Base. Now those farmers may have to improvise as Guard members are activated and military leaves are canceled. Paul Rutherford farms a few hundred acres near East Grand Forks, Minnesota.
I'm short 2 drivers right now myself, but I'm counting on the next 2 weeks filling the positions. If this gets real desperate, there could be growers that won't have enough drivers to fill all their shifts in their trucks.
Rutherford says if that happens, farmers may not complete the harvest before the ground freezes. The worker shortage may become even more intense if other military units are called to active duty in the next few weeks. Urban Weber is with North Dakota Job Service. He says he expects to start hearing soon from employers looking for temporary workers to take the place of those on military duty.
From my understanding, the initial call-up is 45 days, and I think if it's going to stay at that, then they're going to probably try to bite the bullet and just hold what they have. But if it goes beyond that, then I'm sure some of them are going to have to hire some replacements.
Weber understands the dilemma facing many businesses. In fact, 2 employees in his office have been called to military duty, and he says finding temporary workers will be difficult. The local job market is tight, with dozens of businesses trying to fill positions before the military activation. Weber says his office, like many, will simply be shifting more workload to fewer people and hoping the National Guard activation in this region is brief. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gunderson in Fargo, North Dakota.